When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Bing bong, time to go.
Where are we going?
To Yelp.
Oh, like headquarters? Or I don't understand what's happening.
We're going to riot and free all the bunnies from...
What? What bunnies? Wait, why are there bunnies there?
Well, you never know if they're testing on animals.
Oh, no, they are?
No, don't sue me, Yelp. I know you're racking up reasons to sue me. This is probably over 45,000, but...
What would they even do? See, is this a 3-star bunny, a 4-star bunny, or a 5-star bunny?
They would sick the Karens on them.
No.
It's dangerous.
Say it ain't so.
Okay, sorry. You said you had something to start with.
Yeah.
I was trying to give you a little volley for it.
That was not what I wanted.
I accidentally...
You did the opposite of what I wanted.
I accidentally spiked it into the ground.
Yes. On our side.
Yeah.
You did not in a good way.
No, in a bad way. Right in front of my own body.
Right in front. Imagine a coach, you spiked it right in front of your own body. This is such a weird way to put that.
You're triggering me back to middle school volleyball.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyway, I've got something. It's actually a poem.
Exner. Okay.
It's not from me. It's from Megan, she, her.
Okay.
Who also has a June 4th birthday.
Well, it's also named Megan, but okay. It's fine. I'll take it. Hi, Megan. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So here is a poem based on... Where the Cold Air Lives.
Okay, all right, Megan, you've won me over. It doesn't take much.
Which is from a couple weeks ago when we did our toddler beds episode. Someone said that a bed is where the on the floor where the cold air lives.
Correct.
And we talked about it sounding like a story or something. Mm. And someone actually on Twitter, I think, mentioned that it sounds like where the red fern grows.
That's maybe what I was thinking of, because I said it's something about reading in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, or maybe that was on Discord.
That is probably where my mind was.
Yeah, so here is a poem called Where the Cold Air Lives. Up on the highest of mountains, where the snow flies all year, that's where the cold air lives. In the deep dark basement, where the ghosts haunt and howl, that's where the cold air lives. Between the ice cubes and the frozen peas, where the last ice cream sandwich gets hidden, that's where the cold air lives. In a toddler's bedroom, where the bed rests on the floor, that's where the cold air lives. End of poem.
That was beautiful. I was trying amazing. To keep my mouth shut, but I couldn't help but
it
laugh
was amazing.
At
Thank
that
you,
last
Megan.
Line. Megan, that was beautiful. You are a talent. You are
just
a talent.
Incredible. Just
superstar.
Incredible.
I love that. I can't wait till we come up with some sort of pin idea for where the cold air
lives. The cold air lives. Just like a bed. I don't know.
A bed with no legs.
So sad.
Wow. That was, Alexander, that was poignant. It was touching. Heartwarming.
I thought it was would be a good start to this episode.
Excellent start. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. All right. So this week we are moving on to cemeteries. This was a wild one that we tossed into the Patreon and Patreon voted
they
for
it. They wanted it.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
Yeah. And I know we did one in New Orleans once, but yeah, it's been a while. So I do actually have some
more New Orleans ones.
Yeah.
Do you have any like Cincinnati local ones?
No.
Okay, so this won't come up naturally, so I'm going to force it in right now.
Excellent.
When I say dog statues, pet cemetery, to you, what comes to mind?
That place where Mom and I tried to take the statue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blaze just told me about that last night.
Oh.
And was like, yeah, they wanted to steal these dog statues. I didn't know it was at a cemetery until we got there. And I was like, Christine, is that a cemetery? And she's like, I didn't know it was a cemetery.
I didn't. Okay, here's, now I got, okay. Blaze said earlier, I told Alexander a story. And I went, that doesn't sound like a good thing.
So I was hoping you'd have reviews of the cemetery so I could bring it up.
Alexander, I didn't even think of that. I didn't know it was a, Mom and I were driving around. We weren't drunk because we were driving around. We would never do that. So I don't know what the explanation is except that the moon was backwards that day. I don't know. Something was wrong.
Is that a thing? Oh, God.
The moon was in retrograde. No, I don't know what was going on. But we saw this cute dog statue just on the side of the road. And yes, it was attached to a column.
Just on the side of the road?
It was attached to a column and a gate, I think. And a driveway, but we were like, cool. And so we tried to pick it up and it didn't come off. There's a photo of me trying to.
You were just gonna take it? I don't understand.
I don't either. And so then one day I thought to myself, this is probably 10 years ago, I thought to myself, Blaze, he was there. We had just started dating. And I said, oh my gosh, my mom's birthday is coming up. I want to get her this dog statue.
Oh my God.
So I said, Blaze, will you help me get this dog statue into my car? So we pull up on the side of the road and Blaze goes, Christine, this is a pet cemetery.
Christine, it's so off.
I didn't.
Regardless of what it was,
I didn't know. And so, of course, I was like, oh my God. Thank God this thing was securely attached to a column.
Yes.
Thank God Blaze read the sign.
I love how it's like, oh, now that it's a pet cemetery, it's not okay.
It just felt extra sacral. Like, it felt extra fucked up.
Yeah, there'd be more guilt associated.
Absolutely.
With it.
If it were
you'd have a little guilt for the other thing. You'd brush it off, though. You'd live your life.
If it were just like someone's driveway,
the comments on that news report of someone stole, it would be like, what kind of monster would steal a statue from a pet cemetery? Like, what if it was in honor of, like, the person who owned it, their dog or something? Christina.
Alexander, I know. No, I know. And that's why I freaked the frick out.
Like,
okay?
We would see that article and be like, holy fuck, people
like,
are
what
terrible.
What a psycho. Like, I would have been so just disappointed in that person, you know?
Exactly.
And so I feel.
But now, everybody, if you read a news article like that, remember, it might just be your friendly neighborhood podcaster doing a little bit of a. Good old larceny.
I mean, who does that, you know?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to find it because I really want to see and make sure.
Christina,
did you find it?
No, but I don't think it, no matter what, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I get it.
I think it was by Spring Grove Cemetery. I really should have put that together, you know? But I didn't, so. I don't know. I can't find it. I'm going to look for it.
Okay, well, good luck.
I'll let you know. Anyway, thanks a lot, Blaze.
Someone else probably stole it.
Honestly, it's possible. And I swear it wasn't me. I know it sounds like it was.
It really does, but okay.
But yep. It wasn't, I promise you. I promise. Okay, who wants to go first?
You go.
Okay.
I've brought a lot to the table already.
You keep doing that. every episode.
Ugh, so many brain tumors to talk about.
It's just like never ending.
Hypothetical brain tumors. Sorry.
Hypothetical benign brain tumors.
Hypothetical benign brain tumors. Exactly.
So this is a review of Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Nice.
Which is quite famous.
I've never been. I never went inside.
I have.
Did you go see a movie there?
No, but M took me once.
Oh, fun.
On a, it wasn't a scavenger hunt, but it was like an adventure where M took me on our friendiversary to all the different places where there's.
Oh, that's, I've seen that video.
Yes, you're in it.
I'm in that video.
Yeah, YouTube video. It's like our most viewed YouTube video because we just randomly put it up and like, I actually got subpoenaed because of that video.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm not kidding. Because there was I was standing outside the house in Koreatown where they filmed American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And there's a shot of me like standing in front of it and M's like explaining. And it's on Westchester Place.
Yeah.
Which I think now we can maybe say we lived on that street.
Yeah.
At the time I couldn't obviously say
that. We have like no connection to that street anymore.
Yeah. So. But so at the time we lived there. So it was just a few blocks away and I guess they filmed American Horror Story there. So I'm standing in front of it and M's like telling me about it. And then like a year later I got an email from this lawyer and it had a screenshot of me standing in front of this house and it's like the least flattering picture ever. But it's like, I think it's still on Google. It's me standing in front of this house and there's like all these documents and he's subpoenaing me on behalf of the people who live there because they're trying to like sue because people kept trying to break in and take photos there and climb. Oh. And they were like, we want you to give the history of the house.
Oh, interesting.
As an expert witness. And I was like, no.
To like talk about why it's reasonable to assume people would go in there.
Something
and
like that. Like, yeah. Yes. Like, it was something like that.
Justify why they're.
Yeah, explain the backstory of this house because they had just bought it.
And
I'm realizing now I said subpoenaed. I was not subpoenaed because I was not forced to go testify. Yeah. But I was asked to testify multiple times and I was like, no, thank you. Especially because I'm not an expert.
Yeah, I could not imagine. Like, that's not something.
I legitimately don't even know how they found that random video. It's not like
wild.
We wrote. I don't think we wrote in the description like that we were at the house. I truly don't know. But yeah, so they wanted me to go testify in court that this house has this history and the XYZ is why people might break in and threaten their privacy and security. Anyway, in that video, I also went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery and we just hung out in the grass with Gio. It was lovely. Beautiful cemetery. A lot of famous people buried there. And so I read a lot of reviews and this is a 1-star review by a local guide named 1-2. Overpriced, and they don't even say hello when you come through the door, and they have peacocks running around who might defecate on your grandmother's grave. End of review.
Oh no, is that true?
There are literally peacocks.
I'm not surprised.
Because I was like, if this is a joke review, but there are actual peacocks running around, that's part of the whole aesthetic of the place.
Aesthetic.
So if you don't want peacocks defecating on your grandmother's grave, not the place. I mean, there's going to be birds defecating where they're going to defecate outside. So I don't think you really have much of a choice. It might as well be peacocks.
That's what I'm thinking. Unless peacock poop is particularly nasty.
Yeah.
I say, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Of all animals, I mean.
I do understand if people like bring their dogs in and they poop all over the place and you don't pick it up.
Especially if you're going to visit and like sit at the graveside. Yeah, but I totally agree.
Bird living its life, loving its life. Amongst the dead, hey, fertilizing the grass, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
Doesn't rain much there, so.
Also, like.
Maybe we could use some poop and pee.
Yeah, you know? That's how that, I think, works.
Mm-hmm. Your dog pee is very good for grass.
Yeah, you put it in a sprinkler, and when there's a drought, they ask you to just.
That's why there are all those signs on people's yards saying, please have your dog pee in my yard.
I hope, I also hope it's okay. I took your orange pee jug and I'm going to attach it to our hose later.
Oh, good.
I know you needed that for medical purposes, but I think I'm going to actually water my roses with it.
I might just get more tomorrow.
More pee?
Just, yeah, more, no, more jugs. And I'll just give you one every 24 hours.
Cool. I can probably like rig like a little attachment that has like a holes in it and just sprinkle it around the rose bush.
A little watering can.
Yeah, how the watering cute. Can. But yeah, so I also just like, they don't say hello when you come through the door of the cemetery, which like, I would hope they wouldn't. Unless
hello and welcome.
Hello. I hope you have a splendid day visiting your loved one's grave.
Granted it is a tourist attraction, but
yeah,
it's like, well, there's probably a line somewhere that they don't want to cross into, like making it a
it's
that
kind
much of an attraction.
It's a hard line to find, I imagine, between like they host movie nights there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And having legitimately family members come visit their loved ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a tough line. And I think that's why they toss the peacocks in, just to throw everybody off the set.
Yeah, it's like, everyone's like, there are peacocks here, so it must be something.
It's just confusion all just around.
Like, yeah. I'm going to read my first one from an email. It's from Ginger, who sent in a review of the Dry Creek Cemetery in Boise, Idaho. This is a 4-star review. The ground is pretty dry and there's not much space between each dead person, but no complaints from grandma. End of review.
Oh my gosh.
I love those kinds of reviews. I feel like I had those in the last cemetery ones.
You did.
They're just so funny to me. Nice little sense of humor thrown in there. You know?
Watch grandma show up in your dreams that night and be like, oh yeah? Oh yeah, you think I'm happy being so close to Sharon next door?
How's this for a complaint?
How's this for a complaint? You got peacocks running all around, running amok. No one's tidying up.
So rude.
Well, I actually have a review of Forest Lawn Cemetery,
nice.
Which is in Glendale, California, also near where we used to live.
Yep.
And this is a once review by Johnny that kind of made my jaw drop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Somehow these people knew when a dear family member had died, which was creepy, but the weirdest part is they addressed it to stiff family like it's some type of joke. WTF? And there's a photograph with the header from Forest Lawn Funerals Cremation Cemeteries with the website, everything, phone number, and then the mailing address, and they put their thumb over the address, but it says Stiff Family.
Oh my God.
And I did kind of do a little Googling, and this person who posted, their last name starts with a J, but I went and did some some searching, and there is a family buried there with that last name.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's
so this person assumed it was like a,
but just happened to get an M to the totally wrong family with of all words.
That's brutal.
Right when your family member dies.
Oh,
and the, so the photo has
that's true, because it's relevant. It's not
like
a random thing in the mail.
They said somehow they found out that loved one had passed and were sending an advertisement, basically.
Yeah.
And so the caption is, Stiff Family? You guys are for real? And that's the photo. But it is really alarming to see the actual letterhead and then the actual mailing address.
That's
family.
So wild.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
So, anyway.
Oh, boy. Well, my next one is of the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, France. I don't know if I said that correctly at all, but I tried. So this is I'm just going to read the first sentence. It's there's more to it, but that's all you need to hear. But for some context, lots of famous people buried here.
Oh.
Who do you think's buried here? The most famous cemetery in France. And also, some people call it the most famous cemetery in the world.
Edith Piaf.
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
Listen, I'm trying.
That was my first thought, too. It's funny.
Oh, damn.
No, you and I. We're both just really impressive.
Jacques Brel. Just kidding. He's still alive somewhere.
He's still alive. He's alive and well and living in Paris.
Maybe.
Actually, I don't know where Jacques Brel. He died on some island. I say some island. I believe it was a country island.
Madagascar or something.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Where's his grave? French Polynesia.
Wow. Okay.
At the Calvary Cemetery, where Paul Gauguin is buried as well.
Okay. So who else is buried at this place? I don't know. I'm thinking, what's his name? The airport? Charles de Gaulle?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Charles? Okay, I'm going to stop making you guess because I keep... I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking of French people.
He is buried at the something. A famous churchyard. Some other famous people, Chopin, Jim Morrison, and Oscar Wilde.
Oh my.
It's like really random. Like some of these people, I was like, oh, huh, interesting.
We got a lot of artsy fartsies in there.
Very artsy fartsy. And here's a 3-star review about it. This is by Tommy. This is an amusement park for Tomb Raiders. End of review.
Oh my God, no. Stop. Why are you saying that? Oh God.
Yeah. I don't think they actually meant like if you actually want to raid these. They didn't think about the what they were saying as much, I don't think. I think they were trying to say something like, oh, this is an amusement park for someone who likes to check out graves.
Oh, I see.
Because there's so many famous people.
Okay, I was thinking like these people all had
like valuables or
something.
Yeah,
like big bangles.
Okay, bangles. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe not anymore since they've all been tomb raided.
True. No, they did. Their security is wild, apparently.
Really?
So there's someone who calls herself a goth YouTuber who went, and she and her husband, I believe, were kicked out by security because of how they were dressed and how they looked. And in the same trip, they were kicked out of the Louvre for the same reasons.
Oof.
They weren't allowed in the Louvre, and the French
kind of take shit seriously.
Yeah,
like
there was a French person who was responding saying like, "Our security here, like, we don't give a shit. We're gonna like kick you out if we want to," kind of thing.
You know,
it's, like,
that
very,
happened,
seemed very like
that happened at one of the New Orleans cemeteries where somebody left a review being like, "We had a great time, but then as we were leaving, security said that if we came back, we couldn't be dressed that way because we made other people uncomfortable."
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay.
And the point that I think people were making about this cemetery is you've got people like artists, you've got people like Oscar Wilde buried there, and you're gonna like kick someone out because of how they look and the makeup they wear and the clothes they wear. Come on,
they're not wearing the same bangles.
True.
You know,
they didn't have one of those like nurse lanyards.
Oh, the snap.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde loved those.
He did. He had a bunch, I think. They're all buried with him. Oh, shoot. I wasn't supposed to say that because now people are going to grave rob him.
Christina, those are so valuable.
I'm sorry.
That was a secret within
each bangle.
Our community. Oh. I'm trying to think of what community we could be a part of that would hold the secret.
That was a special Sheep for Madness
Wilde's
LLC.
Nurse lanyards.
Okay. Here is a review. This is also of Forest Lawn Cemetery, which, by the way, being a greater Los Angeles cemetery, also has some famous people buried here. Mm-hmm. I think actually Michael Jackson is entombed here. Are you going to look it up for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I went to the one where like Marilyn Monroe and Frank Zappa's buried. That's over by...
Is that Forest Lawn?
I don't think that's Forest Lawn. Sammy Davis Sr. is buried there. Walt Disney's parents, I think. This is very confusing. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher.
I just Googled, where's Michael Jackson buried? Forest Lawn, California.
Why is it not telling me things like Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh, there's so many. Lucille Ball.
Yeah, Star-Studded Cemetery, it's called.
Bob Barker. Not that he's dead. I'm just saying he will be. Sorry.
Oh my God, I was like,
not that
our...
he will be dead. I'm saying he will be buried there.
He will be.
He's not dead, but he will be.
So threatening.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Do you know how old Bob Barker is?
98.
Damn it. That's wild.
Yep.
Okay. Can I read just a review?
Please, sorry.
Please. Okay. So, 1 star by Liz, who is incidentally from Hollywood, Florida, according to her Yelp page. My partner and I came to Los Angeles for the first time, and I was looking forward to visiting the cemetery. I must say, it is a stunning place, from their views to the way it's kept impeccable. It's definitely a work of art on its own. I loved how heavenly it feels there. The views alone are breathtaking. The following is the reason why I am only leaving them a star. I must say, I was beyond disappointed with the fact I was not allowed to visit Jean Harlow's grave, who is one of my favorite actresses of all time. I waited almost 29 years to finally make it to LA and looked beyond forward to at least viewing her grave and paying my respects, but the security guard didn't allow me to. I felt like almost begging her, but then I realized I should never have to do that. I understand that no photography is allowed, and it wasn't even about taking a selfie or none of that, but no matter what, I left that mausoleum heartbroken and with tears in my eyes. I was not able to neither visit other golden Hollywood-era celebrities' graves and pay my respects because the doors where they were laid to rest are locked. It's really annoying for us fans of these big Hollywood stars to not be able to visit their graves, at least since some of us were not born when they lived. End of review.
What? How out of touch do you have to be to
feel like
you deserve...
You are owed a chance to look at their final resting place. I mean, it's not like in life you would have been owed to meet them or something.
Yeah.
And here's a response from business owner.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Liz. Thank you for visiting Forest Lawn Glendale. It is a beautiful memorial park with areas that are open to the public and others that are private at the request of their family. Forest Lawn is honored when families choose to entrust us with their loved ones, and in return, Forest Lawn will honor, respect, and uphold the wishes of the family. As you discover, there are some individuals at rest in areas that are private and simply not available to the public. Thank you, Liz. Signed, Vice President.
Perfect.
Because
so true.
If, I mean, say, your relative was Jean Harlow or, like, Michael Jackson or somebody, like, you know people are going to go and, like, leave stuff or write stuff or mess with, like, you don't want that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you?
Yeah, I don't know. And why, it's people like this who feel like they have.
They're, like, entitled
to
it.
They're entitled to this. So who knows what the hell they're going to do
when they get to see it. I waited almost 29 years. At that point, just say you almost waited 30. I don't know why you're saying almost 29. That's a weird thing to say.
But that is really specific.
I almost waited 29 years to visit Jean Harlow's grave. Well, you didn't do very good research if you thought that, you know.
True,
I mean,
you had 29 years.
You really should have just
this.
Looked it up, and I'd probably tell you can't see it. But anyway.
Oh my God. People are wild about this stuff.
I like that she's like, I almost begged. And then I thought, I don't have to do that.
I shouldn't have to. And I love it. I was like, I shouldn't have to beg to see this grave. It's like, you shouldn't have to see this.
No, the security guard was probably like, thank God. Thank God she didn't beg me.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
My next one, this is my last, like, actual review. I have, like, a little thing after this. But this is of the El Toro Memorial Park in Lake Forest, California. It's a 5-star review.
Okay.
This is by Luann. My dad and I went here in response to a posting on a birdwatching site that said a particular bird was hanging out here. We wanted to see it, so we drove over, armed with only an address, thinking we were going to a city or regional park.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm already, like, so startled every 5 seconds because I hear, like, okay, bird watching what? And then I hear armed with, and I was like, armed with what? Okay, a slingshot? So
to me, I'm like, oh, this is so, and you're like, I'm like, why are you so
I'm just, like,
alarmed?
On edge
see,
for some reason. I'm going to a cemetery looking for a bird armed with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just try to keep in mind, it's a 5-star review.
Right,
very
okay.
Positive,
I forgot,
positive.
I forgot.
So armed with only an address, thinking we were going to a city or regional park. But we were surprised and thought we were lost when it turned out to be a memorial park, aka cemetery. We drove in anyway. There were so many people decorating with fresh flowers for Dia de los Muertos. The orange marigolds and zinnias were spectacular against the green lawn, and they smelled so wonderful. There were also a lot of white rose arrangements and some flags going up for Veterans Day. Despite the fact that it wasn't exactly where we were expecting to end up at that time, we were very impressed. We drove around slowly and respectfully, and we never did see our bird, but we enjoyed the park. We both agreed that would be a lovely place for someone to end their days at. Just not us. Yet. End of review.
Side note, not yet. Yeah. Wait, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Did I tell you I've been getting into birds? Okay, let's leave that for another day.
Fuck no. Let's do it. Leave that for our aviaries episode.
Specific birds.
Like you see what's around your house or something?
No, just crows and grackles.
You're just getting into crows and grackles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway.
They're smart, so cool.
I like that there's some sort of forum where these have been spotted. Or where did they see that it was spotted there?
Some posting.
It's because it sounds a little bit like geocaching.
Yes. No, that's what I was thinking too, of like, oh, there's, but I assume someone said, oh, I saw some, like one at El Toro Memorial Park on birdwatching.com. I don't know what website.
I am so excited about that. That's so fun.
It was a specific bird watching site.
Did it say it's this person and their dad?
Uh-huh.
That's so cute.
Isn't that fun? Like they went for their, to see if they could find a bird. We're like, oh, wait, this is a cemetery. Let's be respectful, but let's just check it out. And they didn't find their bird, but they still left a 5-star review. I don't know. That was just kind of nice.
That was a very uplifting review.
Yeah, this person has left 9 5-star reviews, 6 4-star, and no.
I love less, this so. Person. See, this is what happens when you get into birds.
we'll see about that.
Positive attitude. I love that. I love that so much, and I wish that I didn't just have negative shit to bring now, but
that's okay.
Whatever. Here we are. So, St. Louis Cemetery number 1 is in New Orleans, and this is the famed one with the mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage pyramid that mm-hmm. I spoke of recently.
Yes.
It's most of the complaints are because it requires an entrance fee and a tour guide to enter.
Mm.
They require you to be part of a licensed tour to enter the cemetery. And it costs $20 to go in.
That is a way, I mean, it's expensive, but like, I mean, I assume family members can go in for free.
I'm not sure. I assume so as well.
Because honestly, if you want to keep people away from your loved ones' graves, or I mean, I don't know, this is a way that can support the cemetery.
Yeah, so the Catholic Church operates a cemetery,
okay.
And the diocese says that the $20 fee goes toward upkeep, but there is a lot of contention. There is some contention there because people say that the money isn't really going to upkeep the cemetery, so I don't know, there's a lot of arguments back and forth, but
it's to pay for all of Nicolas Cage's pyramids.
It's just to keep the
it's probably just full of cash.
I was just like, thinking, what's inside that pyramid? Who knows?
Every
$20 bill. And oh my gosh, remember, because I said they can't take your final resting place.
Oh, because it's full of the
and he, so
the
he filled it with
like cash.
So he filled it with cash. He's like, "That's where I'll keep it." Then,
oh, that's so
you
funny.
Don't get to touch it.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, this is all alleged. Actually,
anyway.
It's not even alleged. It's not even true. Before anybody sues me, it's all a big joke. Okay, but this is a 3-star review by Bill, who's a little confused. Unfortunately for us, we couldn't find the entrance. Now, we didn't walk around the entire cemetery, only about half, but thought it was strange that security was so high and access is so limited. The thought is intriguing. We've never seen anything quite like it, with such a strong wall around the outside. Okay, first of all...
Is this a fortress?
I've been to the cemetery. It's not hard to get in. Like, I mean, you have to pay...
Weird.
But it's not like there's a mysterious...
Is he in the pyramid?
Secret entrance. Maybe he's trying to get into
the pyramid.
That makes sense. Yeah. There's just like that quote from National Treasure at the bottom. And he's like, how mysterious. It is intriguing, that
he's
part.
He's like peeing on it to try to like reveal the hidden messages.
Oh, Sinner, what on earth? You have a pee fixation.
Christina, I'm peeing in a jug today. Let me go. Okay, but...
There's more.
Don't they... No, I know. Sorry. Don't they, in National Treasure, pour water on, like...
Oh, maybe.
The,
A tomb?
What's the thing with the old white fucks...
What?
...that are carved into a mountain?
Oh, Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
They pour water on Mount Rushmore?
Don't they go to Mount Rushmore and then, like, pour a bottle of water to, like, reveal a... Something.
Listener, that sounds like something a home video you and I made when we were trying to make National Treasure 4 or something.
That's why I think that this person might be peeing. It wasn't a thing of pee fixation. It was because they didn't allow him to bring a water bottle in or his pee jug, so he had to hold some pee for the pyramid.
Okay. All right.
Pyramid. It's all coming together.
It's just some National Treasure mystery. It's starting to make sense. No, it's not. The thought is intriguing. We've never seen anything quite like it with such a strong wall around the outside. It really gives it a lot of character, and you know it definitely has history. It did, however, from where we could peek in, remind me of The Princess and the Frog. End of review.
What?
I told you he's confused.
Doesn't that take place in New Orleans?
It does. So,
okay.
The idea is, it's a very classic New Orleans style cemetery with a lot of... above ground.
So you get it.
What's
your problem with him?
I get it.
It makes so much sense.
But like how... Okay. I'm kidding.
I made...
How confused he is.
What did he call the wall? Sturdy?
A strong wall around the outside. I'm like, well, yeah, it's just a... It is a big wall, but it is also a cemetery in a city, so...
Yeah. Funny.
Whatever. Anyway, your turn.
Oh, my turn. This is my last thing.
Okay.
It was a Yelp blog thing.
Those forums. I was going to say I love those, but I really hate them.
And it's so fun because they're always so old. Like, this is from 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 15 when people were posting on here. That's just weird to me. Okay, here's the post. The original post by Rebecca is, "Where is the kinkiest place you've ever done sex?"
Done sex.
And then the first comment by Rebecca is, "May the best, kinkiest place win."
Oh, God.
And then we got a response from Loretta, who says, "Has anyone done it in a graveyard? I want to do it on someone's tombstone and get possessed or something."
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. What? Okay. So then Kevin comes in.
Oh, for God's sake.
And replies.
I thought you were going to say reports it. I was like, thank you.
Replies to the question, "Has anyone done it in a graveyard?" Kevin says, "Actually, yes. Years ago. Although it may only half count. We were in my car on the cemetery grounds, not actually on someone's grave." End of thread. For
That's
me. There were a lot of other responses, but I chose to ignore them.
Were there a lot of other people who have, quote, done sex in a cemetery?
No, this was the only cemetery or graveyard related.
Okay.
Like, these three, or these two, were the only ones mentioning that. Like, no one even commented on this.
I can tell you people have, because I famously grew up next to a cemetery, yeah. And I did occasionally keep my window open in a nice, cool summer evening, and I occasionally had to close my window because people were... having good times down there, whether it was drugs or other things.
Or filming a music video recently.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was like, I started hearing this like music and this drumming, and I look outside and they were like three teens.
Teenagers.
Two guitars and a drummer. Like they
like a full set of
drum set in the fucking cemetery.
And it does.
And there was someone filming. It was hilarious.
It used to. Like, I used to film in there with Celine. We'd make, like, home videos. Yeah. I didn't pee on anything before anybody asked, like, if that's where Alexander came up with that stupid comment. But this, I will say now they have added, rightfully so, you know, signs that say, like, no dogs. Yeah. They do have police. And it is a private cemetery. Is it a private cemetery?
I don't know how it works. I mean, I think it's, like, no trespassing.
It's no trespassing. So, I imagine they at least frown upon making a music video or doing sex to get possessed on a headstone. Seems not, like, a great idea.
Also, the sex thing, especially because there's a playground close by.
You're 100% right.
So.
It's a bad idea all around. Yeah. Don't do that. Also, like, can you imagine being... buried there and being like, please don't, not my, no, anywhere but my gravestone. Oh my God.
Like, hey, the music thing for me, I was seeing that and I thought, It's like not like middle of the night. During the day, they're having some fun filming something. Like,
hopefully, respectful music.
Yeah, like whatever. Yeah. Mom always told us when we were like playing and whatever, and she'd be like, "Yeah, play in the cemetery. Like the dead people don't mind. They probably appreciate having some like kids having
some
fun
livelihood."
Around. Yeah, so that's what her view was. So like, if the dead people can see us there, then they might enjoy it. So. I don't know, but the whole having sex in a cemetery thing,
nobody
especially
asks.
When it's like weirdly
nobody
like talking about
that.
Possession.
When you're doing it very intentionally for that because it's a cemetery is gross.
Icky, icky.
Okay, so I have a review of Mount Moriah Cemetery in Deadwood, South Dakota, which is the home of Wild Bill Hickox and I sounded like a hiccup, sorry. Wild Bill Hickox and Calamity Jane's burial site.
Nice.
And I have a 1-star review on TripAdvisor from Happy Travel Panda. There's a lot of dead people here. This is very ridiculous. I've never been to a place with so many people. It really confuses me how people want to come to this dreadful place. Sad, sad, sad. End of review.
How did they end up there?
I don't know. I've never been to a place with so many people. I guess you're one of them.
You're part of the... problem.
But I was so confused because this is there's a lot of dead people here. I've never been to a place with so many people. And I'm like, are we talking dead people or live people now? And then they call it a dreadful place. It's like, it's a cemetery. I don't really understand the vibe. And I was just confused by the title. The title was, "There's a lot of dead people here, ... And of course, that piqued my interest. Because they're not wrong, I guess.
Sounds like this is their first time discovering a cemetery.
Maybe. Maybe they always thought that it was otherwise just like little rock, fun-shaped rocks with people's names on them.
Because that would be something. If you grew up not knowing what a cemetery was, and then you ended up somewhere, and you were like, what's going on here?
Boy, howdy.
And they were like, oh, lots of people are buried here. I mean, that would be pretty freaky.
A shock to the system.
Pretty freaky.
A shock to the system.
I'm going to go ahead and guess it's not what happened here, but...
I'm going
to
guess
pretend.
It's not because this person's called Happy Travel Panda. It seems like they've been around.
Yeah, they're endangered. You're right.
Okay. That's all I've got.
Nice. Perfect.
Time for my challenge?
Yes.
Okay. This is from Finn, she, her, and you sent this to me yesterday. So people, I guess they heard it in the end of the last episode, but... It was to find reviews of photo/film departments where they've received pictures that are not theirs, with a bonus if they mention how weird the photos are. People get photos, the wrong photos all the time, I learned. Or at least used to. It was just a matter of finding
sifting through.
The more intriguing ones. Mm-hmm. So some of them are more interesting than others, but I think what was most interesting is the wild array of products, places, services that I've brought to the table.
Okay.
So this first one is Snapfish. So that's the photo developing website. And this is a 1-star review by Anna. Received someone else's photos instead of mine. Called, was told mine are still on the way. A week later, I've still not received them. Called again. Now I have to mail back this person's photos. I'm glad I didn't throw them away. And I'll get a free replacement in a few days. I almost screamed at her, a free replacement? I never got my pictures in the first place. They lost my business today. End of review. So I love the notion that they have to send them back. Yeah. Like Snapfish can't just reprint someone else's photos.
That's so weird.
And get a free replacement? I don't know. I just thought that.
And the replacement, what are they replacing?
Yeah, when you haven't even seen them yet.
So they're going to get their order for no extra charge?
Yeah.
They
already
paid?
I thought that was really, really odd. So
I honestly didn't think of places like these online current ones.
Yeah.
In my head, I was thinking, where did mom go? Kroger back in the day?
I think Kroger, yep.
To get her film developed?
Yep.
But yeah, I guess
there's a lot fewer of those.
Yeah,
reviews. Well, I have one of Walmart. This is a 1-star by Dana.
Do you have the date on it?
Shoot,
just curious. You don't. If you don't, it's not a big deal. I'm just because I'm wondering like when that was phased out.
That's a great question.
I can't imagine it was too recently.
This was written December 20th, 2020.
No fucking way.
Not kidding. This was in a forum called forums.redflagdeals.com.
This sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, and they included a... Well, I still get my photos printed at Walgreens.
I guess a photo... Yeah, okay. I guess you can just bring in like a...
Maybe that's
maybe
weird.
Maybe like a flash drive. I'm still thinking of like actual like film rolls.
Yeah, so yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Walmart doesn't do that, but...
I don't know if I actually found any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why you would, because they probably... Because
reviews wouldn't be...
wasn't happening
right,
back then.
Right, right.
Or at least those reviews probably don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, there's
some that I think you might not expect. Uh-oh. I'm excited for those. Okay. So here's the review of Walmart from 2020. Dumbasses at Walmart. Last promo for free prints and they gave me someone else's photos. Photos of Asian baby, etc. Had to make a second trip. You get what you pay for. In this case, nothing. End of review.
Why was that necessary?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people? Like, it's like as if that makes it more egregious. Like, what?
Etc. By the way,
like
photos of Asian baby, etc.
You don't say one thing, then etc. As if we're gonna understand
you
what
get the
idea. Rest of the photos are.
Also, once again, free prints. You get what you pay for, which is like literally nothing.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So it was like 20 free prints and they got, which is kind of fun. Just random photos from somebody else.
I should go in there and be like, can I get 20 free prints? And they're like, okay, yeah. Do you have a flash drive? No. Just whatever you got. Just give
no,
me something.
No, it says no purchase necessary. I want 20 free prints. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this next one, now this is where we get into the more intriguing stuff. Actually, no, not yet.
No, this one's not intriguing.
No, this one's not intriguing. This is a type of Shutterfly, and it's a 1-star review on Trustpilot. The title is Terrible, and the review's by Sable. They sent me someone else's pictures on our Christmas playing cards. How can they make that big of a mistake? Now one of my family members did not receive a gift because of Shutterfly's error. They won't even compensate for their stupidity. Do not order from Shutterfly. End of review.
That's so funny.
I would have given them the present anyway.
I know. I would keep that. I'd be like, this weird random family's pictures, also probably not meant for for cards, you know.
That's the best part, is like they just put these photos on playing cards. Like, were they originally, I mean,
it's like hopefully awkwardly cropped and just really weird looking.
I just love the idea that you would have a deck of playing cards that you could hand down generation to generation of just like random people on them.
I love it.
I think that's very fun. I think if someone said, I got you a gift and it had our faces on it, but it was replaced with this, I'd be like, I'll keep this one. Thank you. I don't want the other one with all our faces on it. I'd prefer this one. So now, Alexander, we get into some more intriguing stuff.
This is
a review of a Nikon Coolpix camera.
Oh.
On Amazon. And for whatever reason, anytime I go to Amazon on incognito mode, it turns into Spanish.
What? Oh, strange.
Every time.
I've never had that.
And it doesn't matter what I'm looking up. It just automatically switches it. But this is of a Nikon Coolpix 3200 camera, digital camera with zoom. Okay. That's me translating it from Spanish for the most part. I'm pretty sure that's what it says, digital camera with zoom. Okay. And this is a 1-star review by Rachel, and the title is Nope. I was verbs tepid. I think they're trying to say very stupid, and it just auto-correct. Because I didn't, until I said it out loud. Verbs tepid, but I'm pretty sure they're saying very stupid, which is beautiful irony.
Yeah, that's maybe they did that on purpose.
That would be...
It's like, po-buddy's nerfed.
Be very layered hilarity. I was verbs tepid, not realizing this was used. It not only has someone else's photos on it, but it was so old I could not download the software or find a memory stick. My son never used it. It was garbage. Also, because I ordered it early for the holidays, when he opened it and we discovered the issues, it was too late to return it. Total bust. So this was written February of 2014, which means that they purchased this camera for holidays 2013. Now, I'm going to look up this camera because I didn't really think to do that, but it sounds like she couldn't even get the software for it because it was like used and like outdated. I'm going to see what year this is from. Well, I found an eBay listing Powers, here's the description. Powers on and takes pictures with two AA batteries.
Wow.
So
I feel like you had one. Did you have a CoolPix?
I did have a CoolPix, yeah. But mine actually had USB, I think.
Oh.
Not to brag.
Wow. What family's photos were on it?
Honestly, the Schieffers, which I hope nobody accidentally got a hold of those. That would have been...
That might be what this is.
That might be what happened. Oh, geez. Well, it requires Windows 98.
Oh my God! Okay. Maybe it's kind
of. I think maybe that gives us some sort of clue. Okay, so CNET wrote a review about it in 2004, saying this is a good starter camera.
So it's at least 10 years old.
Yeah,
or like about 10 years
old. And imagine buying today for a gift a 10-year-old digital camera for someone.
No.
It just would be so outdated.
That's senior year of high school for me.
That would be so
2011.
Outdated.
Wait, 2012. No, you're right. Very.
Think about it. So, yeah. So, apparently, it was not only old had a memory stick that worked, but it was also had used and had someone else's photos.
That's so sad because it's such a, like, apparent, like, you know, best intentions, not thinking that it could be that obsolete and like getting it for their kid, you know. It's just a bummer.
Yeah. Dad bought me a freaking iRiver.
I know.
Nothing never worked. It also like was an MP3 player, but it had a different family's photos on it, which was super weird. I took those, sorry. Oh, I meant like taped on it.
Oh, taped.
It was an MP3 player. Oh. I don't know. Never mind. That joke wasn't funny. Okay. Now this is, let's see. This is a review of something called a custom retro viewer, and that's one of these.
Yeah.
Click, click, click. Where you click
through, and it's like, I don't know.
You can put your own custom reel in it.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And put photos in it.
Yeah.
So I have a review of that, 1 star, by Emily. I placed an order on April 27, 2020, and the company sent me the order in a timely manner. However, when I opened the package, I noticed that they sent me someone else's pictures. I emailed the company right away asking them to fix this order. They agreed to fix it, but now almost a month later, I still don't have the correct pictures. This is extremely disappointing considering this was a 1-year wedding anniversary gift. I requested a refund and the company refused. I will never order from this company again. Wish I could give them 0 stars because they don't even deserve the 1 star. End of review. And once again, I'd like us to just extrapolate and think about receiving a 1-year wedding anniversary gift with someone else's photos. And you don't even know until you put it on your head.
Yeah.
So you could just like, if it comes last minute, wrap it up and be like, happy anniversary. Don't look through it.
And then like they have to be like, who are these people?
Yeah, you're so confused. Like, I don't get it. Is this a joke? Is this an inside joke?
I wonder how many times the person was too, I don't know if polite's the right word.
Just like didn't say.
Non-confrontational or just didn't feel it necessary to bring it up. So they just was like, okay. Well.
And then one day that person comes over and is like, oh, let's take a look through it. Like, who are these people? I don't know. I thought you knew. Oh, boy. I can't believe it's a wedding anniversary gift and it's supposed to be wedding photos and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some teenage couple, I'm imagining.
Unmarried, probably.
Unmarried. Ew. Unwed.
Ugh.
Okay. So this is a review. Sorry, I have a lot because, again, there were a lot of these things. This is a review of I Preserved It Photo to DVD Conversion in Burbank, California. And this is written by Nancy, who is apparently a top reviewer on Trustpilot. And it's a 1-star review. This company doesn't check their work and is not to be trusted with your photos or film. I had 2 Groupons from them. The first time I received my photos back, I got someone else's photos in addition to mine. My DVD also had several upside-down photos and had to be redone. The second time, after talking with them about their previous mistakes, my DVD was even worse, with all the pictures upside down.
Oh no.
With all the pictures upside down or sideways. I had to contact them many times to get it corrected. The extra DVD I paid for was also omitted, and I had to ask for that as well. I would not ever use this company again. End of review.
Yikes. At first I was like, can't you just rotate them? And then I'm like, actually, I don't know, on a DVD? Because I assume this is just someone who's like throwing it in their like DVD player to show their family.
Customer can rotate it, but I'm assuming pretty easy for the people making the DVD to put it the right way and they're just not doing it.
Maybe their family's just very abstract looking. You just can't tell.
So wait, does the nose go here? I'm so confused.
It's just, they just did their best. And so the person was like, no, it's not right. They're like, okay, let's try guessing again. And
let's
it was even worse.
Just guess again. I just love the idea that they're scanning them in and not even looking. Like, they're just scanning in these photos and just throwing them on there without even glancing at the screen to see if they're the right side up.
Interesting. I'm like... Yeah, I don't
You'd
know.
Think it'd be more of a pain in the ass to get it back and redo it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do I know? Not much about converting to DVD.
So true.
Okay, now this is thoroughly in Spanish, so I'm just going to tell you as much as I...
What's going on?
As I'm telling you, Alexander, it's like happens every time, and then... I'm just going to Google this. Okay, so this is... Oh, you know what? I was able to Google the first couple words and find the listing in English.
Amazing. Good work.
And you'll see why I was struggling with the Spanish. Camonity, C-A-M-O-N-I-T-Y, it's the brand. Camonity 5M 2-inch LCD 32 gigabyte digital binocular with camera. 12 by 32 Whoa. Video photo recorder camcorder for bird watching football game concert. That's one. One
football game concert,
bird watching football game concert.
Whoa, that's the combo.
Look at this thing. I don't know how to get it. See, hold on. Let me broaden this.
Oh, that is heavy duty.
That's cool, right?
Look, it looks cool, but it looks like
Hold on.
A thing from Sharper Image that
yeah,
is
it looks
like
it's out of the Delta
times,
catalog.
Then, yeah,
there's a bird. There's a bird.
So weird.
You can see the gravestones in the background of this bird picture. Yeah, it seems like it would be kind of gimmicky, if that makes sense. Here, you could go hot air ballooning.
Oh my gosh.
Or you could stay on the ground, I guess, while your family hot air balloons and take a picture of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, true. That's what it is, maybe.
Because this is a really weird...
You can feel like you're there.
No, for real. Look, it's the hot air balloon is far away.
Yeah.
And they're taking a picture of this family on the hot air balloon. So they just got left behind and had to sit there with binoculars.
That would be me. Fuck that. I'm not getting on a hot air balloon.
I know. I love that you. I'm not getting on a hot air balloon either. But you and I both went skydiving and I don't know why we did that.
I do that again before doing hot air balloon.
Really?
Yeah, I would. For sure.
Well,
shit's scary.
The last graphic here.
It's a balloon that's navigated by wind and hot air.
And fire.
Yeah, a fire that causes
I mean, there's
hot air.
Literally fire it's on like, there with you.
Yeah, and how does that, and like sandbags or something?
Yep.
Like, hello? Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
The last, it's too bad I bought him that. That custom
that hot air balloon
luxury,
experience.
No, that luxury hot air balloon toddler bed.
Oh no.
I mean, I don't want to traumatize you. You're gonna wake up every night and be like, not again.
No, the nightmares.
The last graphic is a family, a stock family, holding the binoculars and a laptop, and it says, connect the binoculars with your PC.
Will do.
So here's a review of that.
Do you have a price?
Oh, yeah. It is $130.99.
That is not enough money. That's too much money and also not enough.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's that danger zone where it probably doesn't work very well, but it's a big chunk of change to spend on junk.
Exactly.
Yep. I totally feel you on that. So it's, I don't necessarily trust it, but here's a review. 3 stars by John. Verified purchase. These feel a lot lighter than I expected. Image quality from the camera is good, but the upper line is below what you see through the binoculars. One major problem was that although it was sealed, I found someone else's pictures were already on the SD card when I pulled my own. End of review.
Oh, God.
Isn't that spooky?
It is. I kind of want to buy something like this just to see if that happens.
See what's on there, you know? It's like when you find a disposable camera on the ground, you're like,
yeah.
Ooh, I should get this developed. But then I'm always scared there's like pictures of murderers on there and then I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah. I think there's a thing, I don't know if it was a what kind of account it was, Reddit or TikTok or something, like found a film.
Yes, I've seen that.
People who develop film that they find in old thrift stores or something, or in antique stores.
Yes, I saw that on either, I think.
And it's just like people from way back when.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
I think I read an article on like National Geographic or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Or Time. No, it was Time. And they did, they had, and they found the couple. It was like a couple who was honeymooning in like the 50s.
Yeah.
And they like found their old photos. And then they were able to reunite them with their honeymoon photos that they had lost.
Cute.
Oh, it was so cool. All right. So this is a review of a place called Picture People.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably seen the logo because I have. It's of somebody standing behind one of those cameras that have like a little cloth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know
and
exactly.
So they take like studio pictures or portraits of kids and stuff. And this is a 1-star review by Sierra. This photographer / photography company is a huge scam. We paid $336, received someone else's photos, didn't receive our photos, and it's impossible to get in contact with anyone. Looking at the Google reviews, we're not the only victims of these thieves. If anyone knows these people, I have their photos. They were at # top of the world restaurant at # Las Vegas on January 25th. # Vegas. # the stratosphere. # gallery. # scam. # scammers. And now I have a photo of the strangers here.
I was going to say, it seemed nice that they were trying to maybe reconnect them with their photos. Is this just... That's kind of just a nice photo.
It's a couple on this... On this, I don't know, restaurant.
In Vegas?
I think it's like one of those really tall restaurants.
That might rotate or something.
With the view. I didn't include both screenshots, but one of the screenshots had the text conversation between her and the picture people manager,
mm-hmm.
or not even manager, like the automated thing. And it sent the photos and she's like, "This isn't me." And they were like, "For inquiries, call the 1-800-da-da-da." And she's like, "I tried that. No one's answering. This isn't me. For inquiries, call this number."
No.
And it's just like random pictures, like just series of pictures of this random couple. She's like, "These aren't my photos. I paid $336. It looked very frustrating.
Yeah.
So
I like that they threw in the hashtags to maybe get those people's attention.
I don't know that Yelp really works that way.
Well, it doesn't. But then they went to scammers.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, okay. Well.
It got a little weird there. # Las Vegas. That might help them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now this, Alexander, I promise I didn't do on purpose.
Okay. Cruise.
Yeah.
What the hell happened there?
I promise I didn't do it on purpose, but this happens.
What the heck? Tell me.
On cruises.
Tell me.
Okay. I titled this Cruise Drama. And this is on cruisecritic.com. Again, I clicked it and then went, wait a second. And I scrolled to the top and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I ended up here by accident. The title of this forum is, it's by RumDrunk74. And the title is Getaway March 27th to April 3rd. Received wrong photos on flash drive. This was written in 2016. This is what RumDrunk74 has to say.
No.
Just back from the 327 to 43 cruise on the getaway. I ordered all of our cruise photos on a flash drive, which I picked up right before we disembarked. Today, when I checked the drive, I found that they gave me someone else's photos. I've sent an email to guest relations, but I'm afraid our photos will be deleted before they can be retrieved. Does anyone have any advice on who to contact? Also, hoping that the family whose pictures that I have may check this board so I can get theirs to them. For privacy purposes, I don't want to post any of their pictures. The ones I have appear to be a family of 6 with 3 boys and 1 girl. If you think these may be your photos, please message me.
I love Rum Drunk. This is great.
And then the next day, posted in response to their own post, bump.
Oh.
I know. And then someone wrote, give the contact info to these people, blah, 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 good luck. And then there was no follow-up. So I hope somewhere out there, that family of 6 got their pictures.
Me too. There was no update?
There was no update.
That's so sad.
I know. So instead, I then decided I'm already here. I might as well search Cruise Critic for more.
That's how it always goes, isn't it?
Heard this one before. So here's the first post. And this was written by Tammy. Cool Cruiser Tammy. Oh, wait, no, sorry. This was written by Aquahound.
Mm. Whoa.
Tammy quoted it. So this is written by Aquahound.
cool cruiser aquahound. Whoever designed the Oasis photo area is a genius. I don't know what took them so long to think of this. On my sea pass, it said photo number 2-48. I had no clue what that meant until I saw the photo area called Focus. This goes back to the facial recognition thing. All of the photos taken of you are put into an album. The albums are arranged numerically on pods. So I had to find pod number 2, album number 48. You grab your album and all your photos are right there in it. No more scanning thousands of pictures on a wall with shoulder-to-shoulder people trying to find yourself. There was still a wall in the back for the occasional pictures not picked up by the facial recognition software. So if your face is like this Picasso folks, yeah. That family, mm-hmm. That's so sad. The back wall is just their family.
Like, oh, no.
And they're all upside down.
Hey, they like it. It's easier for them.
That's
they're like,
true.
Yeah.
They're like, I got my own wall of photos here. And so Tammy responded to that original post, okay? Paul, as a consecutive cruiser, this was an issue for us. Since we do not have a second embarkation photo taken on turnaround day, and after getting the wrong photos in our folder, we were advised by the photo staff on the first formal night to go and have a photo taken so they would have a record of us, a photo to recognize us by. We were in the same cabin as the week prior, but constantly had the wrong photos in our folder. The other people did not look like us at all. Photos would disappear from our folder as I think they had our folder number mixed up with another cruiser. We were folder 1280 both cruises and always found photos from a couple who had folder 12-8. Mm-hmm. This person's name even appeared on our interactive TV until day 4.
Oh no, the horror.
And we could see her account and everything she was purchasing and paying for. That's not good.
And we knocked on their door asking if we could join them.
Because we love Christopher Guest films.
Oh, that's totally what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking they had an upside down pineapple somewhere.
I was thinking, you got the account right here. Why don't you make some downloads yourself and say, oops, I didn't know.
I love how you inserted your own thing with Christopher.
My own passion.
That's so good.
Old Eugene Levy films.
Like, you're like, that would get me to go over and say hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
DH, dear husband.
Oh, yes.
DH went to guest relations the first day and was told it was a cruiser in that cabin from the previous sailing. Duh, we were in that cabin. Roll eyes. When we finally got the photo folder thing straightened out and all my photos were in there, on Thursday evening when I went to decide on which ones to purchase, they had all disappeared. The manager, Carmen, helped me out. It got to be comical on the second sailing. We even got birthday greetings for this phantom person on our account. So, Elsie, if you are a cool cruiser reader, I hope you... Wait, is that what that is? CC?
Yeah.
Cruise critic,
oh,
sorry.
Cruise critic. Oh, yeah.
I just think cool cruiser.
I was like, yeah, well, of course it is.
So, Elsie, if you are a cool... Shit. So, Elsie, if you are a cruise critic reader, hope you had fun on the zip line you booked in Labadee. LOL. She was on the ship, and we recognized her one day because of her photos that were in our folder. End of review.
Like a little celebrity sighting. Hey, look, there's us.
There she is.
The woman on our TV.
So that was my cruise drama photos mix-up.
That's good.
Yeah. So I didn't expect that to happen.
No, that's wild. That's funny.
But I guess when you're thinking about, like, places at, like, museums and stuff where they take photos of, like, every family.
Yeah. No. I'm
bound to be a mix-up.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot to track.
So anyway, that's my challenge.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Despite the cruising, I had fun too.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't help myself. I just accidentally fell into that rabbit hole and I stayed.
Good job.
Yes.
I hope you're out by now. Like,
No.
No, you're still looking for more.
I have a tab open.
We should probably end this episode before you find any more. I will say we don't have, we're recording this early.
Yeah.
So Patreon, there will be a poll at the right time. We just don't know what's going to be on it yet because it depends on your comments on the poll that hasn't been launched yet.
Yeah.
But next week's episode is, the poll is going to be done by now, but it's going to be between, what were the options again?
Oh my gosh.
We literally just did this. My brain is not working today.
We just did this.
I need a freaking nap. Recipes?
Recipes.
Which was the something weird
top
really suddenly.
Comment. Oh yeah, I said something really... paint your own pottery.
Paint your own pottery.
And so then you said something random.
Yeah, mine wasn't important.
We just threw in a random
mechanics
one.
Mechanics or something.
Mechanics, yeah.
So it'll be one of those things.
Next week.
Next week.
Or the week after.
The week after. No.
No.
The next week.
Next week.
The 1 week after, we don't even know any of them yet. But it will be, we'll have a poll.
The one next week.
God. Y'all, just go on patreon.com/beach2sandy if you want to know.
The world is our oyster.
We'll figure it out. We love you. Sorry.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.